Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as Dr. Jake Nelson of OSU joins us in just a moment.
Mommy, could I have a glass of water?
Today, more than 600,000 Oklahomans will rely on their rural water provider to supply them with clean, abundant water. When you stop to think about it, it's the essential resource that makes all that we love about country living possible. Your home, your business, your family, pets, and livestock. Your life. It all begins with water. Learn more about where your water comes from at gettoknowyourh2o.com. Brought to you by Oklahoma's rural water providers.
Hustle into springtime with your favorite Hustler mower, available now at your local Hustler dealer. Test drive your Hustler mower at the dealership or at the Southern Plains Farm Show at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds, April 17th through the 19th. Register at the dealership or the Southern Plains Farm Show to win a free Hustler mower and ask about our 6 months no payment 1.9% financing. Still the best, Hustler, the original zero turn mower with a lifetime warranty on the deck and frames. Hustler, the original Z.
Dr. Jake Nelson is one of the lead meat scientists when it comes to the Robert M. Kerr Food and Ag Processing Center on campus at Oklahoma State University. And they've been working for quite some time with the Beef Industries Beef Innovations Group, before that the R&D Ranch, on the value cuts coming out of that muscle profiling study of several years ago.
The shoulder clod was very popular and really brought the Beef Innovations Group, funded by the Beef Checkoff, into a lot of people's eyes. And now, as you mentioned, the next step, the second round, is what they can do with the beef chuck roll. The beef chuck roll has been recognized and used traditionally as a commodity item, and many times priced at a point where it makes sense to grind the entire thing. Ground chuck at retail is priced accordingly. It's an attractive product, but from the viewpoint of the packer and the processor, and really the beef producer, you can't afford to be grinding something that represents upwhere 20, 30, 40% of the carcass weight. It just doesn't make economic sense. So if we can start putting a little more effort, a little more knife work into that cut, and extracting individual muscles and identifying positive characteristics out of those, then that's the thing to do. And that's where they're headed.
Right. Now you indicated that OSU's worked quite a bit with the BIG.
Yeah, that's a neat opportunity. The Beef Innovations Group, we first interacted with them about 10 years ago when they were known as the R&D Ranch. It's a tremendous group of food scientists and marketing professionals, but they don't have an actual physical facility to do work in. And so they go around and try to find homes at universities and different places to do their work. And they really value the Food and Ag Product Center. It's a tremendous facility, and we like working with them, and it fits the type of work that they need to do and want to do. And they're on campus, I would say on average, about once every 3 weeks. We've got a project going on with them. We're currently, as we move forward with this chuck initiative, the next step coming up behind that is the round initiative. And we've started doing some preliminary work with the beef round, because that's the other part of the carcass where there's lots of volume and low value. And so we've already started doing some processing technology, and a lot of this has been addressed in the past, but we recognize the failures and remove the cause for that and keep moving forward. So the Beef Innovations Group, they're a great friend. They're funded by the Checkoff, and we appreciate their partnership with us.
Dr. Jake Nelson of Oklahoma State University, of course, talked about the shoulder clod at the beginning of our comments with him, and, of course, the shoulder clod yielded, among other things, the flat iron steak. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the spring production sale of the Parker Angus Ranch this coming Saturday, April 19th at 12 noon at the ranch just east of Warica. They'll be selling 90 18 to 20-month-old performance-tested, carcass-evaluated Angus bulls with complete Ingenity DNA profile, including for tenderness. Contact Eddie or Karen Parker at 580-228-3251 for a catalog, or go to their website, www.parkerangus.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.